Rishus of Rosh Yeshiva, the Iris of Hanukkah are coming in. It's amazing. Hanukkah and Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. There's no better place to be for Hanukkah. Actually, one night of Hanukkah, I go with my kids through the annals of Mea Sharim, and we go look at all of the licht everywhere. The whole city's lit up with Kedusha. And we're going to get into the zone, but we're also in the sugya of Hakaras HaToiv. And my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, didn't like changing topics. Because always you can see, even when you get to a yontif, you could find the angle of what you're discussing in the yontif itself. And I want to continue with Hakaras HaToiv because I think we're even going to call this shmooze Hanukkah, the war on Hakaras HaToiv. It's a good name. It's very sensational. But we're going to first try to continue what we're working on in Hakaras HaToiv. We've been changing. And I told you this would happen. I told you the stories of the Bachurim who went through this and started appreciating life more and feeling like they have more of a kesher with the Rabbonu Shalom and are more grateful for the basics. Actually, my friend Reb Dovi Perkal was telling me that he was walking in the streets and he just was overwhelmed by how grateful he was. And that makes me feel like there is a kinyan over here. This is exactly what we're working to do. Be makir toiv. Makir toiv, we explained, doesn't mean to just say thank you. It means to recognize the good. To start being an oireach toiv. The Gemara says, who is the good guest? The person who experiences not just being at a meal, but he feels like everyone's doing things for him. And it doesn't make him feel less of a person. You might think, oh, if he's getting all of these favors, he's going to feel small. And that's what the Yetzer Hara convinces us. No, he feels more loved. Once you start to understand that when you see that someone's taking an interest in you and someone cares about you, it's not a threat, it's an opportunity for a relationship. And when we do this with people, it's a window into our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Altar of Kelm says, whoever is koifer b'toivah shel chaveiroi, whoever doesn't recognize good in their lives from people, will never see Hashem's good, says the Altar of Kelm, because Hashem is invisible. He's in every aspect of our lives, but he's not right in front of our faces. And if we can't be makir b'tov, then we miss the boat. And we discussed, what is the big Yetzer Hara to not be a makir toif? And there are many, but we focused on one major one. To want to be a self-made man. People enjoy when they can take credit for all the things they do, all the things they've become. They feel they've become bigger that way. And the more they admit that people help them, they feel like they've gotten smaller. And this was the amazing medrash that we brought. And this medrash is one of my, if I could have favorites, this medrash for me is one of my favorites. I feel like it just speaks to me in areas of where I'm trying to work. The medrash says, as we say in Mizmor L'Soida, Hu asanu v'lo anachnu, right? Hashem made us and we are to him. But if you look in the Tehillim inside, in the actual ksiv, the ksav of the Sefer Tehillim, it says, Hu asanu v'lo anachnu. He made us and we did not make ourselves. Shkayach. Right? Says the Medrash, no, it's a chiddush. Lo kiparoi she'amar pasuk in Yechezkel, li ya'iri v'ani esisani. The Nile is mine and I have made myself. And it sounds scary, Paro, you know, the ruler of the entire kingdom saying that, but the truth is we say the same thing about ourselves. We say, I made myself. And when a person does that, he detaches himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, once we've done this work, now we've done this work, we spent many weeks working on being makirei tov, on recognizing good. Now what? How do we continue this relationship? Hashem's just giving and giving and giving and giving, and it's not going to stop, because whoever's been with us is not going to stop recognizing. So that's why Hashem put me in that camp. So that's why Hashem gave me this yeshiva. And when you get into shiduchim, when you get married, you'll see What are the odds that this and this and this would happen for you to get the shidduch? The endless hakara of Borei Olam loving you and taking care of every detail in your life. You're totally overwhelmed by this. So now what do I do? Hashem is giving to me, and how do I give back? How do I give back? I remember I was walking with Tuli Zweig one day, and he was telling me, he said, you know, I'm thinking about Hakaras HaTov over and over and over, but now I know Hashem takes care of me. What do I give back to Hashem? What can I do for Him? What can I do for Him? And this is what we have to figure out over here. Says the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Chaf Beis of Mesilas Yesharim, he's talking about Anava. He's talking about a person realizing that everything in his life is a gift. And he says a person will start to realize that Hashem gave him talents and Hashem gave him strengths. So now what does he do? He's not a Baal Gaiva. In fact, he knows that Hashem made him able to understand the Gemara, made him be able to have a good three-pointer. So now what do I do to thank Hashem back? Says the Mesilas Yesharim, one simple thing. L'hoidoislai, to say thank you. This is what we have to do. This is our job. It's not so hard, but it is so hard. L'hoidos, to recognize the good and to send it back, to be moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being moide to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually why we're on planet Earth. Totally, you remember that, right? We're outside my house. So, says the Ramban, this idea of saying thank you to Hashem, you might think it's just a side thing in our Avodas Hashem. What? There's 613 mitzvahs. So where is the mitzvah lahodos? So maybe it's just something you should do in your spare time. Says the Ramban. This is the most famous Ramban. It is something that we have to know. Just like we know the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, we have to know this Ramban. This is Yesoide Yesoides. Kavanas Ayitzira, the purpose of creation. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira yishona. There is no other purpose to us being here on planet Earth. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz b'tachtonim milvad. Hashem has no interest in us down here except for she'yeda adam v'yoda lelokav she'bayrei. That he should know Hashem and thank Him for creating him. What does this mean? This is the purpose of creation. The answer is, the purpose of creation is to have a relationship with Hashem. A relationship with Hashem. When a person, like we've been saying, recognizes that Hashem gives to him, and he's makir, he recognizes all of the things, and he sends it back. He verbalizes it. He's emotional about it. A relationship has been created. And that's the heartbeat of the entire 613 mitzvahs. The Ramban there in Parshas Bo'i says so many mitzvahs remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? To get us to feel like Hashem is doing things for us. Hashem took our entire nation out of slavery, and then it's just been one toiva after the next. It's to create an expression of reciprocity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to me, and I recognize that good, and I send it back. I send it back. And there's an interesting point over here. Last time we talked about the sugya of Kafui Tov. Right? We explained that the idea of Kafui Tov is when someone hides the good that people do for you. Hides it. Right? Or the other lashon we explained was the flip game. Just like when you turn a vessel upside down. Right? You turn a vessel upside down. That's called koifes akli. Sometimes people doing you a favor and you turn it into the fact that they did something against you. Right? We brought the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Dav Hey. Adam Arishan says, the wife you gave me caused me to eat from the Etzadas. The wife you gave me? Excuse me. That's your Ezer Kenegdo. The man you gave me caused me that I wasn't able to have the ability to go to the bathroom. It's Lechem Mekol. Excuse me. But isn't it convenient not to go to the bathroom? Like, what's happening? The flip game. That I understand. However, There's a much more difficult Rashi about Kafui Toiv. Very difficult. And Chazal are getting to the core over here. It's in Bikurim, in Parshas Kisavai. You bring the first fruits. The first fruits are the reminder of where all of our parnasa comes from. You bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach. And you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what happened. You were in Mitzrayim and you were taken out and now you're here and now you have these first fruits, right? Uberashi she'incha kafui toiv, not to be ungrateful. Why and what? How? Bikol rum, loud. Not to be kafui toiv, loud. What's the kesher between being loud and being a kafui toiv? What's the connection between the two? You have to say it loud. We've been talking about being a makir toiv. We've been talking about recognizing good, and I've been saying that it's not about thank yous. Right, it's not about please, thank you, manners, right? Don't forget to say please, don't forget to say thank you, right? Thank you, please, right? When you're a kid. No, it's about real hakara. So what's this idea about saying it loud and articulating everything? And the answer, Rabbi Yerucham of Mir says, is that we don't understand how to really say thank you. Thank you is an expression of being moideh, of recognizing. When you go over to someone and say thank you, if you didn't really give them the feeling that they did something for you, then you never really said thank you. You're a kafui tov. If you go, thank you for the meal, right? Thank you for the meal is kafui tov. What do you mean? I said thank you, my mommy said. Please, thank you, please, thank you. No, if you say thank you for a meal, you're just manners. You know how you say thank you for a meal? We're always going to meals. This is how you go. You call on Sunday. You were in Ramat Beit Shemesh for Shabbos at someone's house. I'm teaching you. This works like a charm. It's really good. You're going to get a good shidduch this way also. It's lo lishma. Right? You call on Sunday and say, Mrs. Schwartz, thank you so much. That was an unbelievable Shabbos. Thank you so much for having me, my friend. What's pshat? You're entering a world of being moide. You're doing something on high decibel level. You're saying it loud. You're articulating it. You're giving a real hakara. And you can't just be makir tov in your heart. Rabbi Yerucham says a lot of frum people, he writes this about the mirror talmidim who were very big. He says there's a frum yetzahara not to be verbal, to mumble. Right? I don't know where it comes from. When I first came to our yeshiva, I felt a little bit like it was more yeshivish than I was. And I never told the yeshiva this, so I didn't know how to give shmuz in here. It was before I was the mashgiach. I just came from kol. So I thought I would just mumble. You know, because I was like, figured you mumble when you're yeshivish, right? So there's a way, I don't know, now you guys are just like me. We're all the same. But in those days, it was scary. Anyway, when a person feels like, oh, I don't want to put myself out like that, there's a frum yetzahara, like, it's not sneas, it's overdoing it, right? She's a woman. I'm speaking to the missus of the house. Maybe that's histaklus, I don't know, right? There are all sorts of reasons a person wants to be in themselves. No, you are in debt to that person. You come over and say, you did something for me. You're moide, and that's where relationships are established. And watch, whenever you get a thank you, how do you feel? A real thank you. You feel like there's an establishment of relationship. And this is something that we're missing sometimes. We go through life and we appreciate, but we don't really do hodah. The Ramban says the taklis of the Bria is to feel grateful and express it to Hashem Yisbarach. And it's the same thing in our relationships with people, to be moide. Rav Huttner is so famous for saying, it's a medrash, but he's famous for pointing this out, that the word moide, which means to thank, and the word moide, to admit, it's the same word. Admitting, like in Bezdin, you hodas baldin. When you admit that you're wrong, you're moide. But thanking is also moide. What's pshat? pshat is that every time someone's willing to say thank you, I mean a real thank you, not like, thanks, but hello, you did something for me. It's like uncomfortable. You're being moide in Beis Din. It's like you're being moide in Beis Din. You're saying, I didn't have something and you gave it to me. It's an expression of relationship. It's not easy to do. The whole Yitzira, the whole creation was this way. Not just that we just give empty thanks to Hashem. It builds our understanding of who Hashem is. If we actually would do Hodah, we would understand why. We say, Bairei Olam, look what you did for me. Look at the yeshiva you gave me. Look at the family you gave me. Look at the friends you gave me. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by this relationship. And the thing that I'm giving you back is the relationship itself. That's what we can give Hashem. Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem doesn't want anything. He just wants us. And it's so important to keep this in mind. Sometimes without Hakaras HaTov, my friends, without really acknowledging people don't know that they even did a good thing for you. They guess, right? A lot of women, when they cook a Shabbos Suda, they drive their husbands crazy. Was the food good? Wasn't it good? Did the boys eat? Didn't they eat? Is there too much leftovers? Did I make too little? Did I make too much? Right? People are lacking, and men are the same way. Men are also like women today, unfortunately. There's no difference between men and women. Men and women are basically the same in this. Everyone wants to know, am I doing something for you? Do you appreciate it? Do you value me? I like to say, perhaps this is a controversial point, but I like to say the following thing. Rav Asher Arieli is unquestionably the biggest Magid Shir in the world today. Okay? Unquestionably. When he goes home for dinner, okay? I don't know if he has time for dinner. He's a very busy man. He gave himself to Klal Yisrael, but I'm sure he has time at home. I don't know if it's dinner time. And his wife says, how was the shir today? Do you know that I hold that it's impossible for him to know on his own? It's impossible. And I'll explain to you why. He may be Rav Asher Arieli. He may be the biggest Talmud Chacham and an incredible Magid Shir. However, the only way you know you're a successful Magid Shir is how people hear you. Not what you're saying, it's how they hear you. If someone comes over to Rav Asher Arieli and says the whole shir wrong, and three people, four people, five people, six people do that, that's a very big problem. Even if he thought the shir was going well, he needs feedback. Feedback is a way of showing him that he did something. And without that, a person can't really know. And there are so many relationships in life where we think it's so simple that they know that we were impacted by them. And they don't know any of it. And you're taking away the relationship and also the submission where you're coming and saying, you did something for me. And it's very hard to do that because a lot of times we just want to feel like we don't really owe people all that much. And there are times where a person can do this before Rosh Hashanah. Why are Rosh Hashanah calls so important? I just feel like I'm chayev to mention possible derech eretz. I'm not telling you exactly what to do. I'm giving examples. Everyone can be creative. Why do people call before Rosh Hashanah? It's a beautiful thing. What they're saying is the year is beginning, and I remember that you helped me get here. That's what you're doing. Just by wishing someone a ksivu ksivu, what's the big deal? He probably gets $1,000. No. I'm calling you because the year is about to begin, and I recognize that you helped me get here. It's as simple as that. It's not a whole card. It's not a whole this. There are certain times, certain situations. It could be that someone's going to really need a favor, and you're going to have to remember what they did for you. You carry these things in life, and it's a relationship of indebtedness, and this is exactly what Yavan was against. It's not a coincidence that the whole Yontif of Chanukah, it's the only Yontif that has this name. It's Yemei Hallel V'Hoidah. It's days of praise of Hashem and thank you. What does that mean? Isn't it interesting that this is the Yontif of Hallel and Hoidah? Well, we're happy on every Yontif. No, this Yontif is about a war on thank yous, a war on connecting, a war on having a relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, perhaps the most famous Chazal about Yavon and their Koach HaTumah. Choshech al pnei tahoim, Medrash Rabbah, Brachos Rabbah. Darkness in the world. What was Yavon's darkness? Kisvu al keren ashor, Eilonu chelek melokei Yisrael. They wanted every Yid to write on the horn of their oxen, we don't have any portion with Hashem. What's a chelek? What does it mean we don't have a chelek? What's this chelek? If they wanted just apikorsis, so then they should just say, there is no Hashem. What does it mean? I don't have a chelek with Hashem. It means they didn't want you to think that you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Write on your horns, which basically like a bumper sticker back then. I guess they write on the horns, right? Write on a bumper sticker, I am not connected with Hashem. Oh, really? That's so interesting. All the gifts in your life, all of the hashkacha pratis, look at what's happening over here. Nah! I have no, he doesn't care about me. He doesn't know about me. It's not a war of apikorsis, Rabosai. The goal of Yavon was to ruin the relationship with Hashem. They used apikorsis. Apikorsis is a great tool to ruin relationships. I'll give you an example, right? I'll tell you how to ruin your shalom bias, right? I get home, Ches Adar, it's my birthday. I come home, and all of a sudden I see on the table my favorite, it's a babka. I love babka, okay? I don't like birthday cakes. I like a babka. So there's a big babka for me, right? And my kids are in the kitchen. One of my daughters is expert at babka, making babka, and my wife helps her. It's a whole thing, right? And I don't say anything. I don't say anything. Like, Abba, you see what's going on in the dining room? Abba. What, that? Yeah, I saw it. Abba. Whoa. You know what that is? That? You know what that babka is? It's an explosion! It's an explosion! I'll tell you what happened! There was all these protons, neutrons, electrons, atoms, cells, boom! And then they exploded! And here's a babka! You didn't make that babka! It's just here! It's a freak of nature! I'm not saying thank you to nobody! Hum! And I eat the babka. I definitely don't say a bracha with that attitude. What's pshat? Why are they doing this? The kfira has an agenda. Don't get stuck in the kfira. Kfira is just a hechatimsa. They want to feel like no, they don't owe anybody anything. Like they could do whatever they want. The kayach of Yavon is, I have my own world and I don't owe anybody anything. Ein lanu chelek belokei Yisrael. And the Ramban writes, and the Ramban's setting up for us a hashkafa. The Ramban writes in Achremos, he talks about this Yivani, Aristotle. Asher hikchish kol davar zulasi amorgishlo. He denies everything that he can't see with his senses. The Hagis Daitoi Lakshov, and in his arrogance he thought, Hu v'talmida v'rishayim ki kol inyan shalo hisigalov, anything that he can't understand, einenu emes, is not true. Right? So if anything's metaphysical and invisible, oh, there's a Hashem, I can't see him in a microscope, and I can't see him in a Hubble telescope, so he's not here! And I'm being kaiveya, a metzias of being disconnected. Look at the world. There's so much giving from Hashem. Why doesn't it occur to you? Avraham Avinu. Okay? Avraham Avinu. What is the most famous thing that Avraham did in the beginning? He would walk around. He was enjoying the world. He'd say, Mi Bal Habira. Who's the Bal Habira? Who's the owner? Who's the one who runs the show? Mi Bal Habira. You know what I compare that to? Very simple. You go to a kiddush on Shabbos, right? When you go, you enjoy, right? There's chalent, There's herring, right? Then there's chalent. It's geschmack. Who's the Baal Simcha? Who's the Baal Simcha? It's a crowded Kiddush. Who's the Baal Simcha? You just enjoyed something. Who's the Baal Simcha? I want to wish him a mazel tov. Whoa, why do I do that? It's such a crowd. He doesn't care about me. You received from him. He just gave you something. He gave me. Are you a good guest? Yes. Where's the Baal Simcha? That's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was in this world. He said, I got to find the Baal Simcha. Well, I have to say Shkoyach. I say thank you and wish him a mazel tov. He understood that the message of this world is that Hashem wants a relationship with us. That every beautiful thing, every enjoyable thing in the world is supposed to say to us, Mi Baal Habira. Mi Baal Habira. And Hashem, he was the one who called Hashem an Adon. An Adon means Adnos, the Shem Hashem of a master. Pachad Pchadim, Yavan is 66. The gematria of the Shem Adnos, Ado, and then Noi, right? The Shem Adnos is 65. Yavan is like, we're past this whole Hashem thing. We're past, says the Maharal. We're already at number 66. There's no master over here. We're the master. And that's the agenda of all of this. Why does nobody get bothered by these basic questions? That if my babka, which I love, from my daughter is not an explosion, so then maybe the world is not an explosion? Do you know why they're not willing to look into this? Do you know why people don't try to slug these things up? Because if there's a Baal Habira, that means I have a relationship and I have work to do. I have to forge a relationship with my Creator. And the ramifications of that are just too much. So I'd just rather go with all the older theories and write my doctorate supporting them. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Mi Baal Habira. And I want to tell you something incredible. Something incredible. This will take us, this will change our Ala Nisim. This basic insight into Ala Nisim. Ala Nisim, we're going to discuss right now, is about forging a relationship with Hashem. Hashem doing something for me, and me doing something for Hashem. And that's the whole Chanukah. Yimei Hoida. Listen to this. Listen to this diktuk. Hashem, what did Hashem do? Ravta is Rivam. He fought their fight. Hashem fought whose fight? Klal Yisrael's. Damta is Dinam. He judged their judgment. Nakamtas the Muslim, he revenged their vengeance. Hashem did that for us? Really, it was for Hashem's name. It was for Hashem, wasn't it? This was a holy war. No, he did it for us. He did it for us. He took us and he fought our fight and he avenged our vengeance. And he was Masad Giborim Biyad Chalashim, strong people and weak in the hands of weak. And then what happens afterwards? Acher came afterwards, Bo Banecha, your children. First it said, Hashem fought our war. Now we say, Hashem, your children. You fought our war. We're telling you, we're your children. Bo Banecha. Okay? Bo Banecha, Lidvir Besecha. We're going to your house, Hashem. What are we doing over there? We're cleaning up shop. The goyim ruined the house of my Hashem. We're lighting up the house. It doesn't sound just like Chanukah licht over here. We're lighting up the Beis HaMikdash. There was darkness over there. The first part says that Hashem fought our war. Hashem cared about us. The second part is Hashem, I care about you. I'm your son, I'm Banecha, I'm going into your house where they messed it up, and I'm cleaning up the mess that's your mess, because this is your representation in the world, and I'm going to be metire the place, I'm going to get rid of all the junk, and I'm going to light up the place, and lahoydois lecha, and then I'm going to be koiveya a yontif of Chanukah for thank yous. This is the whole yontif of Chanukah. Hashem does things for us. We then do things for Hashem. And it's a totally different way of living. We could just follow the mitzvot because we're supposed to, because we were at Har Sinai. But the Chovas HaVavah says, a person should feel a taiva gedola. He writes in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh Perek Beis, a taiva gedola to do something for the Rabbono Shel, to have a connection with Hashem. And the whole yontif of Chanukah is Yimei Hoda. You know why? Because that's the only way to fight Yavon. Yavon felt that we're disconnected, that we just go through the motions, we follow whatever our parents did and our grandparents did, but there's no connection. Yimei Hoda means that there's no greater way of establishing our relationship than giving it back, than seeing what in our life comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and seeing what we can give back. And over here, there was work to be done. They didn't just set up a Yontif of Hodah. They went into that Beis HaMikdash. They cleaned everything up. And a lot of times we have to do this for ourselves. We have to clean up our mess. As an act of Hakaras HaTayim. It's the least we could do for the Rabbono Shel Olam. We talked about last week that when a Rebbe leaves the Talmud, and even if the Talmud doesn't call before Rosh Hashanah, which is all fine and good, and doesn't see him for 20 years, but the real Hakaras HaTayv is, my Rebbe invested in me, let me be good. Let me at least continue this legacy. Let me say no to things because of all of that time and energy. When I feel too weak to do it on my own, let me call upon the fact that I'm part of something, that I'm being invested in, that my parents invested in me. I can't do this to them. We have to start thinking about Hashem this way. We have to start realizing that Hashem put us in a world that there's a lot that's going wrong. There's a lot that's going wrong, especially in our generation. We can make Hashem so happy. If we can't control other people. We can't control what other people do. We can only control what we do. When each one of us is pinu hechalecha, tiru mikdashecha, does some maisa in their lives to be a little bit better because they have a Rabbono Shalom and they realize that he's in their life, it makes the Shechina happy. There's a Shechina in the world. And actually, there's a successful power that's making it schmutz everywhere. Just like Yavon, the Beis HaMikdash was a train wreck. There was avodah zara everywhere. There was schmutz everywhere, and Hashem was just there watching for somebody to change things around. That's the core of our avodah Hashem. The core of our avodah Hashem is to be able to be in charge of our representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a different life. And this is the yontif of Chanukah. We have to realize that Chanukah is a zman. It's true that Halal and Hodah is not the whole day. You're not running around singing. I mean, you could sing Ma'al Surah the whole day, but it's not. It takes, when you go into the zone of Halal on Chanukah, if someone doesn't do Halal right, they're missing the day. The day is Halal. It's not like when we say Halal on Sukkot or on Pesach or on Shavuos. The Halal over here is the definition of the day. When a person says Halal on Chanukah, they're trying so hard to connect. When they say Al Hanisim in Shmona Esrei or in benching, it's not just like we add Ritzeh, which is very important. Me'ena Ma'ira, it's important to be maskir the Yom. It's a halacha. It's ma'akev. But in Chanukah, the Al Hanisim is the character of the day. Is there something that happens over here? We were down, and Hashem didn't fight this war because it was a holy war alone. He fought it because we were down. Danta is dinam. Nakamta is nikmasam. Hashem didn't fight the holy war for the sake of his own name. He did it because he loves us. That's the first part of Al Hanisim. And then when we realize that, we realize we're banecha. We're your children, and we're going to take care of business, right? When you mess with someone's parents, good luck to you, right? Good luck to somebody if they mess with my parents, right? Good luck to you, right? Because that's my parents. Klal Yisrael became banim. In Yavon, we realize we're banim. Our father's investing in us. He's giving to us. We're going into that Beis HaMikdash and we're cleaning this place up. We're cleaning this place up. And this is a deep, deep relationship. And you guys are prepared. We spent 4 weeks working on Hakara, on recognizing the good in our lives. This is the zone that we need to be in for Hanukkah. We should all be zeichet to these iris and be zeichet that all the hashpos of this yontif should affect us to up our kesher with Borei Olam, that we should really understand what it means to be banim lamakom.